thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From Ephesians 3:10, God's purpose in all this was to use the church to display His wisdom in its rich variety. Here are three of the challenges the church faces today. Number one, we can't experience a new move of God if we insist on clinging to an old one. God's purpose in all this was to use the church to display His wisdom in its rich variety. That's Ephesians 3:10. The word revival doesn't simply mean awakening something that's asleep. It also means resurrecting that which is dead or dying and causing it to come to life again. Number two, we fear excess, so we embrace mediocrity and call it balance. People aren't drawn to us because of our similarities, but because of the things that make us unique. When it comes to our faith and our testimony, we mustn't downplay, soft pedal, or sidestep the very things that God has given us that make us distinctive. If we do, people will be disappointed and go elsewhere. The disciples didn't blend in with the crowd. Their message and the demonstration of its power made them stand out. And number three, we need to make room in the church for risk takers and faith walkers. In the first miracle Jesus worked, changing water into wine, Mary told the servants, "Do whatever He tells you." Our need to be liked and to be popular can lead to a religious spirit that cripples risk-taking and faith-walking. Jesus promised, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses." So when God tells us to do church differently, let's not be afraid to step out and obey Him. There are three challenges for the church of today from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.